During the Jeep Celebration sales event at Moran Blue Water CDJR, you can test drive a new Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or all-new redesigned 2025 Ram 1500. Located on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or check them out 24/7 at moranbluewatercdjr.com and ride the wave to savings.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, a couple of deadly storms swept through parts of the South in a short span of time, and it has left polling locations in some of those swing states in the South damaged, flooded, or even just swept away altogether. Joining us right now to talk about the impact this is likely to have on the upcoming election, ABC News investigative reporter Peter Haralambos. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. Something that we hadn't really even taken into consideration that much, all the devastation in the South. What's it going to do to Election Day? What are you finding out?
Yeah, so we have three key swing states that have really been battered by two deadly storms over the last 3 weeks. Early voting started yesterday in Georgia, and there were positive signs, a record number of turnout. But it's going to be more interesting when early voting starts tomorrow in North Carolina. I've spoken to election officials across the western part of the state. Some of those counties have had to relocate the majority of their polling places because of damage from the storm and the ongoing emergency response. In multiple counties, they had polling places that were swept away by floodwaters or polling places that are now being preoccupied with this ongoing emergency response and the need to shelter people. So we'll have to see what Election Day looks like. Election officials across the state are confident that folks will be able to cast their ballot. But they did note that Election Day is going to look very different for a lot of folks across the devastated parts of that state.
I'm guessing, Peter, probably a lot of people that maybe weren't planning to vote absentee are going to have to do that because they're maybe not living in the county or even in the state, or at least not staying where their permanent residence is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Thousands of voters are displaced. They're living elsewhere in the state. They're living elsewhere across the country. So election officials have passed a series of measures allowing for increased access to absentee ballots. Election officials are encouraging folks to be eager in re-requesting ballots. For example, they originally requested an absentee ballot to their home, but now they're displaced. Election officials are saying, don't worry, just request another one. Get it to where you are. Make sure you're able to vote. And early voting will begin tomorrow. Over 400 early voting sites are going to be set up throughout the state. And election officials are proud that at this point, despite the devastation from Helene, they've only had to shut down four polling places in hard-hit Asheville because of this storm. Early voting is set to perhaps have record numbers. More than 60% of voters in North Carolina cast their ballot through early in-person voting.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. Yeah, it seems like it would take more than a hurricane to keep a lot of people away from the voting precinct, especially this year.
Yeah, it seems as though election officials are doing everything in their power. As one election official told me, you know, they expected plenty of issues when it came to the 2024 election, plenty of challenges, but they certainly weren't expecting this. Despite that, though, they're taking these challenges in stride and doing everything in their power. Honestly, after speaking to more than a dozen election officials across the western part of the state, they are unified in that the election will go forward smoothly and that ballots will be counted in western North Carolina.
Yeah, well, the unsung heroes of every election, those on the ground, front and center election workers. Peter, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for talking with me.
You bet. Bye-bye.